Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Freedom! Freedom! We are free. You are free. We're all free. What rhymes with free? Sam Crowley. I know that was total cheese whiz. Kind of planned, but kind of not. I literally just, as I'm screaming free, I thought, geez, when I introduce myself, it's going to rhyme with free. Maybe that's why I have a podcast about being free. Hey, everyone. Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to be with you, back and better than ever. And I do want to talk about the challenges of being free. Everybody wants it, but there's a little bit of a twist to it, and most people can't handle it. They can't. That's why they stay stuck in a job working for a boss. You know, boss is double S-O-B backwards, which is not coincidental by any stretch at all. I hate having a job. I'm psychologically unemployable. I got to that point at the age of 37. I looked around and I thought, wow, you're all fat and miserable, wearing the elastic waistband. And you just look so unhealthy and miserable, and you basically sold out to your dream. I don't want to do that. I want so much more out of my life, and that's when I left the corporate slave camp, went broke, launched a dream, just got completely taken out of the game. I mean, if it was, if you had submitted that script to Hollywood, they would have said, no, this is way too depressing. We don't want people hanging themselves in the movie theater watching Sam Crowley's story, so it can't possibly be true. Well, it was true, and had I not gone through all that, I wouldn't be here to record the show, quite honestly. And so I hope this podcast finds you at least going for some semblance of what it is that you think about, that you dream about, that you really want to do before you take your last breath. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news once again, but nobody gets out of this thing called life alive. Yeah, everybody wants to get to heaven. Very few people actually want to die to get there. Bad news, you're going to. Great news, there's life after that. Better news, right now, in the now, present, not really better, I shouldn't have said it that way, but really good news I'm here to share with you is you can be free right now. Freedom is a mindset, and then becomes the circumstance that follows that mindset. But here's the reality. There's not just freedom from. For example, I'm just going to use the example of somebody in a job right now, stuck in the corporate cubicle, like 80% of Americans, they don't like what they do. They just feel like it's not congruent with who they are. And I think as adults, we get to that point. When you're 22 years old, you get out of college or university, as it's called internationally, and you think, you know, I got to get a job, which is good. Want to be a part of a team. Need that security. I like it's enthralling. It's invigorating to get a job, you know, and go to work for somebody. That's cool. I'm not even poo-pooing that in the 20s. But when you get into your 30s and your 40s, and then everything kind of still looks, there's nothing really new. Maybe you got a new title, but it's the same thing. You're always working for somebody. You know, the view never changes when you're not the lead dog. There's always looking at somebody's butt, you know. Think of the Iditarod, you know. Unless you're that lead dog, you're always looking at the butt of the dog in front of you. That's kind of what I was doing in my corporate career. And it felt like that, though. I felt that slavery, man, that corporate slavery. But here's the thing. When you become free from that, it's not just being free from, all right, capital F-R-O-M. It's not just being free from something. Now it's freedom to, capital T-O, something greater. And that either gets you completely jacked up, or it scares the living crap out of you and you stay stuck because you're like, wow, now I'm free to go towards this that I really want to chase down, but that's too much freedom for me. I mean, think about too much freedom gets a lot of people. It just does. I know because I see it every single time I speak to individuals who, like, yeah, I want to leave my job. What are you gonna do? I don't know. I need my 401k, man. I need my health insurance and my stock options and all that stuff. Well, you don't need that at all. You need to be free. You were born to actually be free. Did you know that? Did you know that you were born to be free? Did you know that you were actually inside of your DNA and those 18 billion brain cells? They're equipped for you to get out there and create, not maintain, create. You are created in the eyes of the creator. You are not maintained in the eyes of the maintainer. You see what I'm saying? So many people play small, man, because they think, all right, I'm free from that. I'm free from that job. And then I'm going to go jump into another job. Because now that I'm free, it's a little bit of a pressure now to be free to, capital T-O, freedom to do what it is that you want to do, man. That trips so many people up. And again, I can only speak from my own experience. It scared the crap out of me as well. But that's not all bad. You know, that's why people ride in the front seat of the roller coaster at amusement parks, because they enjoy that. Being on a roller coaster is for some scary, but it's not scary enough. Being in the front seat of the roller coaster is pretty damn scary. Now, if you're going to be on one, why not sit in the front seat? Back in 2013, my family had never been to Kings Island. This was 2013, not that long ago. This is 5 years ago. And I told my wife, I said, you know, Let's do all summer Kings Island. Let's get the gold pass, get you in at 9:30 in the morning when the rest of the park opens at 10. You can get on the rides 30 minutes before everybody else. There's literally no lines. And rage out for 2 hours and all the food you can eat, all that, which is really a great deal. I think it's like $100 a kid. And so with my wife, it's like $600. No, we didn't have Susan at that. So it's $500 for the whole summer. We went every day. I'm not kidding you. Every day we went to Kings Island, because it's only 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away, and you're in and out home by noon, 12:30 every day. Think about that for your summer vacation. And I had never been on a roller coaster, maybe twice. Well, first of all, when I was sixth grade, I went to Cedar Point with my buddy John, and his dad took like eight of us from Bradford, a bunch of kids, to Cedar Point, Sandusky, Ohio, from Bradford, PA, for John's birthday. So I rode a roller coaster then, scared the crap out of me. Rode another one in Hershey with my buddy Mike in 2007. So it had been a good time of not really, good chunk of time of not really ever been on a roller coaster. And so I went to Kings Island. I said, you know, I'm going to get on, oh God, I'm drawing a blank, Diamondback. And Diamondback has like this 18-story fall to it. You can just imagine. It's the largest roller coaster, biggest drop at Kings Island. You can Google Diamondback. And it was nuts. I'm going to get on it. So I went on it the first week there. I didn't go on it the first day there. The first week there, I said, I'm going to conquer this fear. I'm getting on the roller coaster. And I did. And I'm telling you, as it was going up that thing, you ever been on a roller coaster? And the scariest part of the damn thing is going up that first drop. It's you hear the chains moving on the roller coaster. And then, and you just drop. That's what it's like being an entrepreneur. It's like you're going, you quit my job, quit. And it's the roller coaster going up, and choom, there you are, man. Woo! But it really is that exhilarating when you're free. And I got on it again and again and again, to the point where I rode that, and I rode every roller coaster at Kings Island, the Vortex and the Beast and all of these different ones with my kids. And I would sit in the front seat, and the ones that were brave enough would sit in the front seat with me. And then one day in September, I got the Fast Lane pass, and there is a point to this whole story, by the way, but I got the Fast Lane pass, and I went by myself to Kings Island for the entire day because my wife had the kids and they were doing something else, and so I rode Diamondback 27 times. 27 times! That's my personality. I'm the guy that buys the record, and I still say record. Did you ever buy a record and listen to the same song until you hated it? Or not hated it, but just, okay, I'm done. Like, you loved the song so much, you bought it and played it over and over and over and over again 100 times until you're like, okay, I got that out of my system. You do it with an MP3 now. You buy it on iTunes. That was me with Diamondback, and I rode every ride in Kings Island on a Sunday by myself. And yeah, you might call me a loser, but I had a great time. See, that's what creating memories is all about. Couldn't do that if I had a job, because Saturdays would have just been, I got to squeeze an entire week's worth of time in with the family. We had spent so much time together that summer as a family that we were looking for reasons to go other places. It's like, hey, Dad, I'm going to so-and-so's house tonight. I can't be. I got to get away. We spent too much time together as a family. And that was it. And so when people become an entrepreneur, they get on the roller coaster, man, and they're going up that hill, and they don't want to go down the other side because they're afraid. They're just afraid. What's going to happen? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be in that seat pretty damn tight, and that roller coaster is going to go, with or without you, it's going to go. And that's the way the entrepreneurial journey is, and that's why so many people like myself love it, because you never know what's going to happen. No 2 days are the same. And for somebody that hates being bored like myself, that's why I love the entrepreneurial journey. That's why I love being free. But you're free to go towards something. Just because you've left the job, you're not free from that. You're now free to go to something. And being free to go to something can be a little bit intimidating. But let me tell you, man, you're an absolute freaking miracle with superhuman, supernatural skill sets. And don't go talking yourself out of these skill sets either. I hear it all the time. Yeah, but Sam. All my coaching clients. Not all of them. I shouldn't say all of them. The ones that make it through. If they give me too many yeah buts, we don't work together. The ones that make it to where I work with them one-on-one, they've eliminated the yeah buts to the point where it's like, yeah, man, I'm scared, but let's get after it. I want to create something great. I don't need to create something unique for the first time. I need to create something that's authentic with my message tied to it. That's all you got to do. Quit overthinking that you got to create something that's never been done before. That's such crap, man. You got to create what you, your authenticity, man. Your authenticity. What's your imprint on that? What's your brand on that? What's your everyday Saturday stamp going to be on this particular result? Remember, we talk about that. We sell the result. You sell the solution to the problem. You don't sell, I'm an MBA, PhD, MCA, DNA. Right? Nobody cares. Go ahead, line up all the acronyms you want. Nobody, say it with me, nobody cares. You know what they want? They want the result. And you know who they want to deliver the result? You. You know who they want to deliver the result? You, not anybody else. I know there's 1,000 other people that teach and talk and think about what you do, but they only want you. So get that through your head, man. You are free to go to your dream.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.